The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first six solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family. Contact us at 317-912-1000. For your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. At Solti.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This holiday season, give the gift of flavor with Wild Oasis Bison. Treat your loved ones to the finest grass-fed, grass-finished bison cuts, showcasing the purity of the wild. Our ethical practices mean no hormones, antibiotics, or steroids, just good, clean meat. Visit WildOasisBison.com and use code TODD for an exclusive 15% off your first order. Our bison jerky is a perfect stocking stuffer for Christmas. Wild Oasis Bison, because exceptional meals start with exceptional meat.
Calling all coffee lovers. Start your day off right with Hunter Brothers Coffee, veteran-owned coffee roasters. We deliver only the finest beans, roasted to perfection. We're passionate about bringing you the freshest, most flavorful beans for a taste that can't be beat. Affordable luxury for your morning cup. Visit HunterBrothersCoffee.com today and use code TODD for $1 off every bag you order. That's HunterBrothersCoffee.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Do you value taking charge of your health? Struggling with stubborn mucus and respiratory issues? Oneness Products offers natural solutions made in the USA. Our mullein leaf extract is a potent, all-natural remedy that clears mucus, reduces inflammation, and eases breathing. Breathe easier and live life on your own terms. Visit Amazon and search Oneness Mullein Drops for Lungs. At checkout, double your order by sending this note to the seller, Todd, USA.
Calling all seafood lovers, are you tired of the same old fish? Kenai Fish delivers the freshest, wildest catches straight from the Alaskan waters. They offer salmon, halibut, rockfish, smoked seafood, and more. Discerning customers trust Kenai Fish for quality and selection. Visit their website, keneyefish.com, and use code TODD at checkout for 15% off your order. That's KENAIFish.com.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are hand-picked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life, and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here is your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Yes, that's right, my friends. Conservative, not bitter indeed. Our program today is going to be a little bit different than you. I don't know. It's how you think about it. But we have a guest who will be joining us in the second segment of the program today. He is a conservative talk show host. He's been doing this for a while. He's an author. He's a leader in the conservative thought movement. His name is none other than Mark Levin. We'll be talking with him. He's got a book out that's titled On Power. And we're going to talk about this in basically the whole program today. Now, I want to say this, if you are a new listener, if today's the first day that you've tuned in to the program, we don't do a lot of interviews, and this is deliberate. I don't care what most people, I'm kidding, I was going to say I don't care what most people have to say, that's not the case, I'm just teasing. But you know, when I started doing this program, I wanted this program to be something that, I don't know, felt a little bit different. And I know a lot of people, shouldn't say a lot, some people think that the name of the game is to go out and to find people who have a big name or whatever to bring onto their podcast, and it helps them get listens and all that sort of stuff. That's fine. I don't have any problem. Please don't misunderstand. I think that when I was a student of talk radio, I listened to a lot of different stuff, and I kept coming back to the format that was the most beneficial to me was the format that provided me with essentially a one-on-one access to a host that I respected and looked up to. And Rush, of course, was the master of this. Levin is good at this. There's some that don't have a lot of interviews. And again, if I don't mind interviews as long as they are insightful and there's actual discussion of ideas. Too many interviews become a talking point battle. You know, sometimes you just have a couple of minutes. If you're a guest, that's only on for 2 or 3 minutes. You have certain things you have to say. It doesn't matter what the question is. The answer has to fit the template that involves this. This is the message that you're trying to get out. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm being honest about it. But there's occasion where I think it's very appropriate. And I thought that this was. I get asked all the time for people to be guests on the program. And typically my answer is no, we don't do a lot of guests. That's genuinely my typical response. I do think as the program continues to grow and evolve, I'll be more proactive and more more deliberate and bringing some guests on here, I think it gives sometimes an additional dimension. But to me, I wanted to create, and I remember in my early days, somebody ranked the top 10, I don't think it was the top 10, conservative podcasts. It was a blogger. The name is escaping me. It's a blog that's no longer, I don't think it's, if it's up, it's under a different name. But the blogger ranked the top 10 conservative podcasts, and he put us at number one, believe it or not. It was funny for me, especially as a newer host and podcaster, to see my name above some of the others there. I think it went me, Ben Shapiro, this Rush Limbaugh, he was still doing it back in the day. It humored me as a guy that was probably still in the closet at that point. I can't remember. But one of the things he said was that listening to this program is more like listening to a friend or a mentor than it is listening to an angry talk show host or, you know, someone who's just bouncing between a bunch of different things and guests coming, you know, just more of a, I've deliberately tried to keep it like this on purpose. And sometimes that may have been exactly what we needed to do. Sometimes maybe we needed to evolve a little bit differently as we've gone through the now 10 years. We just passed our 10-year anniversary on Sunday a couple of days ago. Anyway, so that's where we're headed today. We're going to talk about power in general here, this first segment. And then we're going to talk with Mark Levin in segment number two, asking him about his book and asking him some questions that I will have about what I've read. I haven't read through the whole book. I just got it. I think it came Saturday. The book. I'm working my way through it. It's good from the very get-go. It's the sort of thing I like to think about. It talks about these things in a theoretical way, but in a practical sense too. It's not just some academic book. It's talking about the appropriate and inappropriate uses of power. We'll get into this stuff as the program comes along. But that's where we're headed today, my friends. Want to remind you, MyPillow is offering wholesale prices because they had another order that they got stuck with from a big retail store. And they're giving special wholesale pricing on their classic collection, which includes their standard MyPillows, the king and queen size MyPillows, body pillows, the multi-use MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use my name Todd at checkout. You're going to get these discounted wholesale prices. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. That's how you do it. That's where you get it. And I want to get into this discussion here today. So let's talk about power, the idea of power. And I've taken notes from Mark's book. I've also jotted down some things that I want to talk with him about, but we'll see where that conversation goes as well. But the book begins by talking about how power is ubiquitous, meaning it's everywhere, right? Power, it's ubiquitous, meaning it's everywhere. There's power that, you know, that we're trying to have in our own life, that other people are trying to have over us. But yet at the same time, while it's everywhere, it can sometimes be a bit ambiguous. It can be unclear, undefined. What does it mean? What's a good use of power? What's a bad use of power? Mark has a couple of terms that he's coined here in the book, negative power and positive power that he uses. We'll talk with him a little bit about that, the differences. Power then, of course, is the opposite in general, I would say, of liberty, right? So, and we talk about these things on this program. We talk about this thing that when government takes control, when they ask or demand, I should say, they don't ask for your money, they demand your money. When they ask for, or rather demand, your compliance on a particular issue, that is an increase in governmental power. In order to pay for that, in order to make that happen, there has to be a transfer from the accounts of liberty. So we have personal liberty. And so in order for the government to become more powerful, And sometimes this is justified, by the way. This isn't always meant to be construed. Actually, in today's terms, yes, because the founders did a great job of saying this is what the government should, how it should behave. Here's the rules. This is the purpose of our government they set forth in the Declaration of Independence, and then the framework of our government they laid out in the Constitution. They clearly define what the government should be doing. They went through a lot of these exercises and debates to determine where these lines should be drawn. And so they've already done that. So today when we talk about the government acquiring more power, it's in an excessive way. That's the way that I view it anyway. I think that that's probably the right way to view it. So, but in general, when a government is forming, there needs to be some power. In fact, Mark alludes to this in his book. The first attempt after the Revolutionary War, when this country was a brand new nation, the first attempt at governing this federal or national government was done in the Articles of Confederation. The problem with the Articles of Confederation was that it gave certain, I guess, powers to the federal government, but it didn't give them a mechanism by which to make sure that they could execute or act on those powers. And so it didn't give enough power to the federal government. This was then, of course, debated. We had the Constitutional Convention, and we had a new document come out that is the Constitution that was stronger, gave more authority to the federal government, while at the same time not giving too much. So when you trade liberty for power, that's how you reach the formation, I guess, the framework of your government. Too much liberty would be absolute anarchy. Too much power, we venture into the world of tyranny. This is what Mark Levin talks about here at the beginning of his book. Now, the American Revolution sought to, as Mark points out here, create a society of ordered liberty, of ordered liberty. This meant that there had to be enough power in the federal government to do the things necessary for a civilized society, a productive society. And so they wanted to maintain individual liberty while giving certain powers to the government. This is entirely right here for anybody who wants to see it. I'm amazed today's political science professors, history professors, many of them pretend like this sort of stuff isn't even, they don't even talk about this. They just talk about basically their desire for the government to have more control and more power, or they focus on certain elements of our history without referencing some very important other historical aspects and parts of history. But the bottom line here is that the founders knew that they had to have the consent of the governed. This is a concept in American political thought. This is a concept in this great experiment of the United States of America. Ordered liberty, the consent of the governed. Instead of having the government get together and say, hey, here's how we're going to tell you what to do, the founders flipped this on its head and said, the people are going to allow you, government, that we are forming, to do these certain things. You have our consent to do these very specific things. We're going to write these out in the Constitution. That's what you're going to do. End of story. We're going to separate your powers. We're going to have three branches, judiciary, executive, legislative branch. We're going to have a bicameral legislation, a legislative branch, where we have the House of Representatives and the Senate. We have this, we have states, right? We have states' rights. We have federalism, right? So there's state powers. There's anything that's not, this is the 10th Amendment, anything that's not specified as a power that's been given by consent of the people to the federal government will be reserved to the states and to the people. And so there was a very ordered process here that said, hey, we're going to be giving power to these governmental institutions, but we have to be careful about how we do it. We don't want to sacrifice too much liberty. We want to have as much liberty as we can possibly have while still having an effective society that has the ability to do what we wrote about in the preamble of the Constitution. Ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, that sort of stuff. And so they framed the Constitution. Now, we also know that there are autocrats out there. There are lovers of big government. That's what I say. That's my term. I intentionally stay away from the academic terms. I think we don't... When you look at the academics out there, the ones who get it, right? The ones who understand the beauty of this nation get it. They're not going to learn a whole lot from me. The ones who don't get it don't want to get it. The ones who don't get it have an axe to grind. The ones who don't get it have a proverbial dog in the fight, and they want to see the government to grow and to become something that it was not. And they are interested in deception, deceit, head fakes, making this country out to be something that it's not. And so, to me, a lot of these academic terms maybe miss it with the average person. So you'll hear me use terms like lovers of big government, because that's what they are. An autocrat is a lover of big government, and they have exploited sometimes, as Levin writes in his book here, exploited liberty in order to empower themselves at the expense of others. And it's a cancer, Levin says, that autocracies have every time that they're tried. And so this is a real problem. It's human nature. By the way, I need to take a little breather here as we get through the program. We'll talk about this. We'll pick up on human nature here in just a moment, my friends. But you know, one of the biggest challenges for conservatives like you, like me, is finding ways to ensure that our values align with the things that we do. And that can include how we invest our money, especially if we're investing large amounts of money. And there are those investments are going to support companies that may be, in some cases, my friends, they may be supporting companies that are the exact opposite, antithetical to what we want to see happen politically in this country. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in what they call biblically responsible investing. That means that they screen out companies that do not align with our faith and our values. So we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. They do the heavy lifting for us, helping align our investments with our purpose and our goals. The best part is you can find out today if your current investments reflect your values. All you have to do is head on over to 48financial.com/Todd, and those first two, 48 is the number, 48financial.com/Todd. That's where you can take an assessment to find out if your current investments are actually reflecting your values. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. All right. Human nature. It is human nature. I am amazed, and Levin points this out I think it's in the early chapter one here of his book, that America set up a system to fight this idea of how people will seek to empower themselves whenever they're given power, right? They'll seek to find ways to have more power, more control. He said that the American experiment is built upon, correctly so, built upon Judean Christian principles. That means biblical principles is what that ultimately means. I jotted down a note here. Here we go. Oh, and in combination with principles from the Enlightenment. And so that is the bedrock foundation of our society. And people don't want to accept this. They don't want to acknowledge this, whatever. But the bottom line is this is, in fact, a fundamental part of our society. Not only, by the way, were the founders heavily Christian. Many of them, they weren't just religiously educated or churchgoers or people who believed in God in general. A lot of these folks actually took the next step. A high percentage had gone to seminary school, a high percentage of our founders. These were men who understood the Bible, believed the Bible, understood the nature of humanity. And the nature of humanity is not pretty, my friends. The Bible calls it sin. The Bible says that we pursue the lusts of the flesh. And one of the ways that that is pursued when it comes to politics is that people seek to do things that are in their own best interests. It's not something that's done. There's certainly examples of people who can, you know, at least on occasion, do things from a good place for wholesome reasons. But that's not always the case. That's not always the case. In fact, human nature tells us that it's quite literally usually the opposite. And if they're given power and there's no way for us to do anything about it, they will further abuse that power. And so it's inevitable that power immediately becomes something that people are jockeying for more of in positions of authority. This happens. This absolutely happens all the time, and it's going to happen every time because of the nature of humanity. Now, there's also the way that we talk about these things, the language that we use. And Abraham Lincoln actually said, Levin had quoted Lincoln in a previous book of his, and he said, slaveholders and abolitionists all claimed to stand for liberty, which today in 2025 seems absurd to think that someone who owned a slave were at the time saying that they stood for liberty. It's like we all understand that the word liberty is something we should pursue, but the problem is, what do people mean? This is the problem I have with one of the problems I have with politicians all the time. They use words that hook us, that get us to say, yeah, not in agreement, but what are they meaning when they use that word? Here's what Lincoln said. We all declare liberty, talking about the slaveholders and the abolitionists, but in using the same word, we do not all mean the same thing. In fact, they meant the opposite of each other. So Lincoln says, you know, there's this, not only do we have to worry about the human nature that man seeks to empower himself, often at the expense, even at the expense of other people, we also have to understand that the people out there screaming for liberty or freedom or democracy in today's world may not mean the same thing that I mean, or may not mean what the word really means. It can become a very complicated scenario very quickly. And so we have this struggle for power. That's about all I can get to here. Here in the opening segment of the program, we'll talk with Mark Levin here in just a moment in the second segment. Friends, before I do that, though, before we flip on over and invite him onto the program, let me remind you that we need you in this fight. You know, in order for us to make sure that we don't have a government that is stepping outside the constitutional bounds of its power, which they clearly have, let's put it this way. In order to have a government that's moving back towards the confines of the Constitution regarding its power, we need all patriots hands on deck. That means you got to take care of yourself. Yes, diet and exercise is a great place to start. You may also want to consider taking care of your heart health. Solti is one way that you can do that. I take the product. You can do it too. Solti.com is the website, S-O-L-T-E-A. It's been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. It may be able to do the same for you as well. Use promo Todd. Don't use cod. That's a fish. Promo code Todd will get you 50% off your first 3 months supply and free shipping. It's very affordable, a great place to start. It's natural. It's not a drug. No doctor's visit. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. I've got to take a break. When we get back, Mark Levin will be joining us. Sit tight, my friends, back here in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Are you looking for a way to proudly show your faith? Stand fast in faith. Share your love for God with our positive, faith-promoting graphic tees, blankets, and more. Perfect for church groups, camps, or anyone who wants to proudly show their faith. We're all about promoting God's love with kindness and positivity. Visit standfastinfaith.com today. Use code TODD for 10% off your online order. That's standfastinfaith.com.
At FurnitureMadeInUSA.com, we provide beautiful chairs, rockers, stools, and tables handcrafted by skilled American artisans in North Carolina since 1924. With every purchase, you're supporting American businesses, American workers, and their families. Don't just buy furniture. Invest in a piece of American history. Shop now at FurnitureMadeInUSA.com.
How can you safeguard against economic insecurity in these trying times? Heirloom seeds. You only have to plant once and then gather the seeds from the harvest for future planting. Arc Seed Kits provides the seeds plus instructions on how to grow and then save more seeds so you can just keep growing. To place an order, go to arcseedkits.com and use the discount code TODD to receive 10% off your order.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Feeling tired, achy, or restless? You might be magnesium deficient. It's the world's biggest deficiency, and it can cause pain, cramps, and sleep problems. The Heart of Tradition offers the purest full-spectrum topical magnesium on Earth. It is extracted from a clear stone in its raw, natural state. Just 10 sprays daily help you feel your best. For a limited time, save 10% on your order by using the code TODD. Visit theheartoftradition.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory. Your mission, our gear.
Tired of weightlifting platforms that don't fit your existing squat rack? Executive Fit builds custom platforms to fit perfectly. No need to buy a whole new rig. They're the only ones with a no-peel logo guarantee. Upgrade your gym with custom rack headers and signage, too. Executive Fit. Outperform the standard. Visit executivefitllc.com or use code TODD for a discount. That's executivefitllc.com, code TODD.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are handpicked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life. and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Welcome back, my friends. As promised, I'm on the phone here with Mark Levin, who's a talk radio show host, a very well-established conservative commentator, author. We've been talking about his book, On Power, and want to talk with him about that. Mark, welcome to the program, sir. How are you today?
I'm good, Todd. How are you? You know, by the way, Indianapolis is one of my favorite cities. I've been there like two or three times over my lifetime, but it really is a nice city, and the food is great, especially the barbecue. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, it is a great place to be. We still are reasonably conservative in most of this state, but certainly the city's gone off the rails. But, Mark, yeah. You've written a book here on power, and I've been reading, working my way through it, and you've got some great things that that you're talking about here. But one of the things I want to ask you is, as I've read this and as I've been thinking about this, why doesn't the average person in America seem to understand how blessed we are in this country to be born as an American, to have a system that was set up explicitly to prevent the abuse of power, to promote liberty? Why aren't we getting this? What are we missing here, Mark?
First of all, that's a great question. And I think if you look through human history, people are not used to a society like this. This society is the most unique since the existence of mankind. And you make a point, and I tell people, why don't you look around a little bit? Go into your grocery store and see what's available to you. That's not available to any other human beings on the face of the earth, and never has been available to any human beings on the face of the earth. I don't care if they're kings and queens of 150 years ago. When you get in your car, the miracle of mobility, the ability to drive wherever you want or get on a plane. I know airports, I'm no fan of them. It's a hassle, but think about it. You fly 40,000 feet in the air and from one end of the country to the other, and it's tight. We complain about the pretzels, but think about it. This country is so fantastic, so unique, and yet there are people in this country who adopt a completely different ideology or ideologies that are utterly incompatible with the value system, the belief system that brought us this fantastic country that we were born into or immigrated to. And they want to change it, basically a throwback to many centuries ago, very primitive, whether it's Marxism, which dresses up totalitarianism as something for the people, or whether it's radical Islam, which, of course, is stuck in the 7th century and has never really gone through the Enlightenment or the Reformation. And these are the battles we're facing right now. And the Democrat Party is home to the American Marxists and the radical Islamists, because that is a party that has never, never embraced Americanism, even if many of its quote-unquote members do, you know, the truck drivers and others out there, the plumbers and electricians, blue-collar workers certainly are patriotic, but their leaders are not.
Absolutely.
And their academicians are not, and their media are not. So I get into this book about power. I mean, all these decisions are really about power. The founding of the nation was about power, the representative government versus the control of the monarchy. The battles today are about power. Washington, D.C., the bureaucracy, unelected judges, are we the people? And so I explain ancient history, our history, current, present-day events. And I think the left does understand power, and they seek it. They're power-hungry. They want to centralize it and control it. I don't think we understand it as well. So we talk about things like liberty and so forth, which kind of goes in one ear and out the other, as important as it is. But I think we need to explain that this war on society and this war on the culture, even beyond government, is a war where they want to seize the power of the individual, the power of the civil society, and control us and it. How was that?
Absolutely perfect. And you've been talking about this for a while. I go back to You know, you've been commenting on the abuses of the court system over time. You've been talking about just this, I guess, way that we've been devolving. Actually, the left says that they're progressive, but we're actually regressing into some of these totalitarian lovers of big government mindsets. But I'm interested in getting your feedback on this, your opinion on this. Until Trump came along, the media acted like the idea of the government or the bureaucratic state abusing power was just this myth and it was just crazy talk. But now Trump's in control in everything he does. He's a dictator, all of that. What are your thoughts on that? Were they right, Mark? Are they just blowing this out of proportion to try to silence the opposition? What's going on there?
This is a very important focus. And I have a chapter in a book called Language. And language is about communication and in the case of the left, thought control. And so this issue, chapter 2, I talk about negative power, chapter 3, positive power. It applies to all aspects of what we do. And by the way, it applies to your private life, your familiar situation, business. People need to think about, there's a whole power construct going on there, but I speak about it in the context of society, the culture, and government. You make a very important point. When it comes to language, the manipulation of language, that's what it is. They want to manipulate people. They want power over people, not the power of the people. Language is crucial. When you look at totalitarian regimes, whatever kind they are, fascist, Marxist, what have you, they want to control language. Why? Because language controls communication among and between the people, and even more, language can be used as thought control. And what the left wants is you to believe that what they're doing is for liberty and democracy. And what we are doing is dictatorship and Hitler. So they project this. And this is not new. When you, the People's Republic of China is the most genocidal regime on the face of the earth. It has nothing to do with the people and nothing to do with the republic. You know, George Orwell wrote about this too. He said the most aggressive and vile dictators love to use the word democracy, and they do. So it's important, again, that we fight this. You know, you got a guy running in New York City, calls himself a democratic socialist, and I hear my friends in conservative talk radio and cable keep repeating that. Why are you repeating his lie? Socialism is about the government control of the economy, the means of production, and the distribution of wealth. There's nothing to do with democratic anything. Mm-hmm. So don't call them democratic socialists. Call them the Marxists that they are. It's Marxism. He quotes Marx without giving Marx credit. When he talks about controlling the means of production, where does he think that comes from? When he talks about controlling groceries, where does he think that comes from? The housing market, where does he think that comes from? That's all Marx. And so we cannot allow these people. That's why I wrote a book called American Marxism. You cannot allow these people to self-identify and to create their own nomenclature. This whole word progressive. Those early progressives, and so-called in the late 1800s, early 1900s, like Woodrow Wilson, they were communists. And, you know, Woodrow Wilson rejected the Declaration of Independence outwardly, so he wrote about it. Woodrow Wilson rejected checks and balance in the Constitution, yet that was key to our framers in order to protect the individual and society. Power checking power. They don't believe in that. So these ideologies are absolutely incompatible with the American experiment and the American founding. So I felt I needed to write this book on power to set the record straight, to expose who they are, what their real goal is. It's power over us and to control us. And what our real goal is, positive power, which is power that is used to nurture the individual, nurture the free civil society. Completely different directions.
I'm with Mark Levin, talk show host, author, talking about his book On Power. Mark, you talking about language reminds me when I was in college, I was at American University, the lone conservative voice in that school back in 1999, and I remember being in a debate with another classmate, and we were debating abortion, and she called me anti-choice. And normally, our side just gets on defense. And I looked at her and I said, I tell you what, I'll let you call me anti-choice when you allow me to call you anti-life. And I learned that day, Mark, that the person who sets the rules and the terms for the debate is the one who typically wins. We just have a minute or so left, and I want you to be sure to tell people where to get this book as well. But the left redefines everything. They redefine gender. They redefine what a recession is when Biden's in office. This is a powerful tool when they do these things, sometimes subtly, sometimes right out in the open. It's a powerful tool, isn't it?
Yeah. Remember, they do. They use language to brainwash. They use language because they want control. They want obedience. We use language because we want debate. We want to share knowledge. We want to use our ability to communicate with one another to persuade. They want to use it to control.
That's
right. This whole wokeism is a perfect example. If you don't comply with what they believe, you don't use their words, their redefined words, their new words, you get the scarlet letter, you lose your job, and so forth and so on. That's them. That's not us. That's Marxism. That's not Americanism. You can get this book anywhere, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, any bookstore carries it now. It's ubiquitous. And I really encourage people to grab it. I think they're going to learn a lot. And Todd, I want to thank you. You do a terrific show. I appreciate you.
Well, Mark, I appreciate your time. That's Mark Levin, conservative talk show host, author, written this book on power, folks. Pick it up. I've got to take a break. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Rustproof, American-made, battle-tested. Trusted since World War II, their unique chamois applicator keeps your firearms pristine. Veteran-owned, family-run. Visit rustproof.com. That's RUSTEPRUFE. Protect your legacy with Rustproof.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Tired of overpriced glasses from big chains? Specs Eyewear Inc. offers stylish and high-quality frames, prescription and non-prescription lenses, all at a fraction of the cost. Plus, we donate 10% of every sale to animal welfare. Choose your favorite cause at checkout. Shop Specs, independent, affordable, and delivered to your door. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com today. We will even answer your questions by phone. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory. Your mission, our gear.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Welcome back, my friends. I hope you enjoyed that conversation that I had with Mark Levin. They're talking about his book on power. This is a critically important thing for us to kind of navigate here. Power is what it's all about. You know, we talk, and this is, you know, I don't know sometimes, and maybe you can tell me. I use current events, or I try to anyway, not so much to get into the minutiae. I don't know. Some of it, honestly, some of that stuff bores me. This may surprise you. Straight politics bores me too. That's maybe not what you want to hear me say. But I care about the bigger issues. I care about the things at the 30,000-foot level. I care about power, this book that Mark's written, what it's about. I care about that a lot. Because that's what will impact my family, your family, my church, my state, your state, our lives very dramatically. That is what is going to impact it. And a lot of times in some shows, this is fine. You know, they talk about the events of the day and he said this, she said that, and you know, get into the details on that. That's not really what moves me. What moves me is understanding these big issues and making sure that people understand why they matter, why they're important, what we mean when we talk about these words. What Mark was saying there at the end is exactly right. We use language to communicate, to debate, to share ideas. The left uses language to try to silence and to deceive and to mislead. Not every Democrat, but every leftist. You know that I was raised in a Union Democrat home if you've listened to this program. It's not how my parents operated. It's not how they operate. It's not how a lot of blue dog moderate Democrats operate. But it is how the godless radical left operates, and they have taken over a pretty healthy chunk of today's Democrat Party. And so I use current events to springboard typically as best I can into these larger issues that are at play in the current events, in the stories. I like to talk about these big ideas. I love books that are about things like political power or the advantage of one ideology over another, or a book that I've been working on for a long time here, a book that will help conservatives be more effective at communicating, at actually sharing ideas and persuading. There's an idea, persuading other people out there in this nation. Now, I don't know sometimes where to draw the lines, how many times to pause and to bring on someone like Mark to talk a little bit deeper about one thing like this. And maybe sometimes I go back and forth and, you know, the speed with which the news cycle moves and what I feel like we need to talk about. Sometimes it's hard to make those judgments. And maybe I've not always made the right calls. I don't know. But we don't do this a lot. I enjoy it when I do. I appreciate Mark, yeah, taking the time to talk with us about his book. And I hope that you consider getting it. I think that these are the sorts of things as conservatives we need to understand. And we have to be able to extrapolate what he's written and to be able to converse about this. Understand it first and foremost, but then communicate about this. Understand it. Use it to explain to other people. This is a step that's lacking on the left. The left says we control the language. We control, we control all this information. We'll tell you what to say. We'll tell you what to think. Don't ask any questions. If you do, you'll get mocked, ridiculed. You'll get canceled. That's not how conservatives work. That's not how reasonable people work. So anyway, I appreciate having him on the program, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. His book on power, as he said, can be purchased virtually anywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you might buy a book. Check it out, On Power by Mark Levin. Friends, ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? It's not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies with expert legal guidance. It's about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. But if you're looking for someone to do more than just manage money, this is something that's, if you've reached the point to where you're beyond just needing investment help, you need someone to just help you manage what you've got so that you can leave a legacy. Check out Full Suite Wealth. If you want to leave your mark, build something that lasts, fullsuitewealth.com is where you can go. Build your legacy, secure your future. Friends, that's all the time that we have today. I could have talked to Mark for a long time. I could have talked about this subject for a long time. Power is ultimately what politics is about. Mark alluded in his interview, I didn't get to this. There's negative power, there's positive power, and we have to find a way, in simple terms here, to prevent the abuse of the negative power from being forced upon us, used to silence us, manipulate us, lie to us, that kind of stuff, while also understanding that there's a very legitimate use for positive power. There are powers granted to the branches of government in the Constitution. The Constitution gives the legislative, the branch, the power to create laws, and the president to enforce the laws, and the judiciary to interpret on the laws and so forth. I'm just out of time, and I gotta go. SDG.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar, because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family. Contact us at 317-912-1000 for your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.